We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you updates on the Atkins Avenue fire. Out on location are James Baxley and Tom Hoots. They're at the Highland Park Baptist Church. What kind of updates do you all have for us this evening?
So, well, Pam, Tom's out visiting with folks, so I had a chance to grab Chief Brad Monroe from the Bay County Emergency Operations Center. Can you give us an update on the fire and the situation?
Things have improved dramatically since the sun went down. The humidity is coming up a little bit. We had a bad situation today. We had humidity in the low 20s, and with the winds, we were primed for a bad situation with all the debris and stuff from Hurricane Michael still on the ground. We've anticipated these sort of fires. Never knew that one would pop up on this afternoon because we had so many things going on. But we did have a few fires yesterday, and it put us on high alert for today. But we had about a 800 to 1,000 acre fire that moved from Atkins Road off of Tyndall Parkway toward the pipeline area on 231, dramatically covered a huge area of land. And unfortunately, we lost a couple of homes. We're sad to report that. And we had about 12 homes damaged that we know of right now.
So in that case, containment-wise, can you give us an update?
Well, the containment estimates that I got from forestry, who basically do that for us, they said about 45% to 50% when earlier today. I haven't got an update on that, but I anticipate that will be a lot higher. But we never know this time of year with the dry conditions when everything will be absolutely contained. The fire could go on and then rekindle tomorrow. And with the sea breeze and the winds changing, we're going to be on alert probably for a couple of days, or through the weekend, we get some rain.
So, and in this case, how much is the debris from Hurricane Michael fueling this fire?
It's almost all Hurricane Michael debris. There's so many areas of the county that have been cleaned up, but there are patches everywhere of wooded areas, pine forests that have down trees and debris from the storm that just haven't been touched yet. So I went up earlier in the sheriff's helicopter before nightfall, and we saw several areas that were later burned this afternoon that we covered that had trees everywhere. They're just like toothpicks thrown on the floor. You know, they're everywhere.
So now, how much help from outside of Bay County have we received, or do we have resources coming?
A tremendous amount. We have received all our mutual aid partners in Bay County. The Callaway was impacted. They've been a big help on the fire. We had Panama City Beach, Panama City, Springfield, Parker. We have just about every fire department in Bay County has been on the scene today and working with us to stop this fire from getting into residential areas. And we've been successful in some ways, but unfortunately we did lose a couple of houses in the worst part of the fire. We have units from all the way from Crestview and Destin that are staged at the Panama City Mall, and we're slowly putting them into the field to replace the folks that are out there and give them some rehab and get them back to so we can feed them. We have South Walton Beach, South Walton Fire Department has been here, and we also had a big help, you know, from Panama City Beach also been here helping us throughout the day, and it's just been a great working relationship with Sheriff Ford and the Sheriff's Office. We have our command unit out here at Highland Park Baptist Church, and we hope we're getting a handle on things, and it's a little bit better this afternoon as the sun went down, and we're hoping that we can jump on this tomorrow morning and finish putting it out.
So now, there were some schools in the area. Are they still safe, or is it moving towards those schools? Or
right now, we don't see the fire advancing as much as we did earlier. However, we know the evacuated areas, we're not going to, you know, bring people back, because we don't want to have a situation where they'd be sleeping and this fire get started up again. Because the winds are so erratic, that could possibly happen. It's usually in the nighttime hours your wildland fires kind of die down. But we're going to keep a close watch on this. And forestry has a lot of assets in the area already. We're getting some more from the state. They're bringing in some heavy dozers tomorrow. We're getting there's a task force from Jacksonville and also from Pensacola that will be here tomorrow to help relieve their folks. And so we've got an all-out, run on this fire, and we're going to have plenty of assets tomorrow. So we hope we can contain this, and we're going to be watching for anything else that might pop up in the county. And, of course, we've urged everybody over the last few days to limit the burning, and now we'll be going to a burn ban, I'm pretty sure, with forestry in the next tonight or tomorrow. And we have a local state of emergency has been declared, and I understand the governor has signed the documentation for a state emergency and possible a statewide burn ban due to the conditions. They're statewide, and we're in the same situation.
Now, is that kind of how this started, with somebody burning?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's what I thought I'd heard.
We had and forestry is investigating that. They'll handle the investigation because it's a wildland fire. But I think I was on TV with our media partners, television stations, yesterday, urging folks not to burn, do outside burning. And we just have to shut it down right now. It's just we've got a lot of debris. We want folks to be able to burn their debris and get rid of this hurricane debris. But right now we just can't chance any type of outdoor burning. I even encourage folks to be careful with their cooking fires and grilling and stuff like that, because the conditions are right for a huge fire like this, and we could have multiple fires in the county if we're not really careful. And it's just taxes our emergency services personnel and law enforcement. And we were very fortunate today that we didn't lose any lives.
And so that's something to be thankful for. So,
absolutely.
Chief Monroe, we thank you for taking time out to talk to the folks that listen to WKGC 90.7. So reporting live from Highland Park Baptist Church, I'm James Baxley on WKGC 90.7 FM and HD. Here when you need us.
Thanks, James. For more updates, you can visit WKGC.org and on WKGC's Instagram and Facebook. Now back to NPR's All Things Considered.